welcome back, everybody. It's time once again to grab your gear and hit the road as we take to the trail. See if we can find those pioneers blazing new paths on the Pedego podcast. So we talk to the entrepreneurs driving the revolution and the love stories of those riding along. And today, well, we got a dedicated pathfinder here. We're going to call him the Boomerang Kid here. Welcome, if you will, Paul Rieger.
Howdy.
We're going to call you the Boomerang Kid because you've got not one, not two, but three of that are Boomerang model bikes. Is that correct?
That's right. 2015s and one 2021.
There you go. Well, I want to hear about how you got on the road, how you set off to be a pioneer. You started pretty early, way back in 2015. I don't think there was many people riding in 2015 as there are in 2022.
Oh, definitely not. I got the first Boomerang in April of 2015 because I wanted to commute from my house to work, which was all uphill 3 miles.
Wow.
And we didn't have a shower at work, so I figured it'd be better if I came in presentable. And that's why I got the electric Boomerang and rode it for 9 months commuting. And then we closed the office up the hill, and everybody had to work out of his home office. And I found out that my Boomerang didn't like stairs as much. I was unable to commute then, so I started riding around the trails in Folsom.
There you go. What started off as a practical use to get to work and back became a passion. You're up in Folsom? I was thinking prison in Folsom.
I'm in the prison. They let me off
for an hour today here. Well, I love that area. It's a beautiful area. It's really Sacramento, roughly, the suburbs of Sacramento, right?
Yep.
And it's very hilly up there. This is where they discovered gold, Eureka, and all that stuff not far from there. So lots of mountains, lots of hills, and you somehow decided, well, I'm going to put this thing to use, and you start putting, am I right, 50-plus miles a day riding around?
Well, yeah. We have 50-plus miles of dedicated paved bike trails within the city.
Wow.
And then right nearby, we have the American River Bike Trail, which runs around Lake Natoma. Mm-hmm. And then continues on down to Sacramento. So I was riding around Folsom and around the lake.
And isn't American River, that's where they did discover gold, wasn't that where Sutter's Mill is off the American River, or one of the branches of the American River, if I got that wrong?
Yeah, in Coloma. It's not too far from here, but the first actual mining town was called Mormon Island, and that's about half a mile from where I live.
So here are guys that came out to pioneer, to settle the Old West, and to discover gold. It seems like you're kind of doing the same thing. Am I stretching the analogy too far? You're kind of...
just slightly, Paul, just slightly.
I'm Irish. I'm allowed to. That's all right.
Glory be to God.
But you really are kind of discovering what to do with this, and in the process, it sounds like you found pay dirt. You found gold. You found something you really like.
Absolutely. I love it. I'm out there 4 or 5 days a week, and I'm on the American River Bike Patrol. I joined that a year ago. We have patrols from Beals Point, which is mile 32, all the way down to mile zero, which is in Sacramento.
Wow.
And we have about 80 guys doing it, and sometimes I actually ride the 70-mile route round trip.
And that's what I was going to say. So it's 35 miles one way on the American River Bike Trail?
Roughly, yeah.
And what do you do as a American River Bike Patrol? That sounds official.
Well, we're a part of the National Ski Patrol and the National Bike Patrol, and
really?
The ski patrollers have advanced medical training, and the bike patrollers don't have such advanced training. And we do medical emergencies. We do tech emergencies for bikes. I got to tell you, 99.9% of what I do is politely ask people who are walking on the right side of the trail to walk on the left side of the trail, because those are trail regulations.
And that way the bikes don't run into people.
Well, the thing is I like to say that if you're walking on the left side of the trail to the walkers, that way the bikes don't run you over from the back and you don't have as many black stripes up your back.
Ah, I see. I didn't know there was such a thing. I didn't know there was a bike patrol nationwide. I've heard of the ski patrol, and you're there to kind of keep things flowing and going, but maybe to offer some assistance. What kind of things do you see when you're out patrolling? Do people, they must have accidents, they must have flats, they must get lost?
Yeah, we respond to 911 calls. I had one where two guys came downhill and into a blind curve, and one went 6 inches over the line, and hit the other guy, and there's still blood on the wall where the one guy hit it. We try to advise people to be as safe as possible on the trails, both walking and cycling. If there's a flat or a chain comes off or a broken chain.
Or an emergency. I mean, people who have heart attacks or give babies something.
Yeah, one of our guys in a parking lot, he was patrolling, going just through it, and a guy dropped in front of him and brought him back to life.
Wow. So when you picked up this bike to ride 3 miles one way to work, did you have any idea it was going to turn into this, that you were going to be part of a bike patrol?
No idea whatsoever, no.
And what is it that pulls you out every day? Everybody explains their own words why they ride these bikes. What is the passion in getting on any bike, much less an e-bike?
Life is short, and I love the beauty.
It's okay.
Just tremendous going out there. And I try to pedal without any pedal assist or throttle for about 95% of the time to get some exercise.
Okay.
So I enjoy getting out there, but it's just the blue California sky and the green trees and the water and the breeze and helping people out on the bike patrol. That's what I love about it.
And do you see wildlife out there or just people acting wild out there?
Both. Actually, before I joined the patrol, I came around a bend and one lady was sprawled in the middle of the trail and jumped off and she was still clipped in. I asked her what happened. She said a deer had broadsided her. Not she broadsided the deer, but the deer broadsided her.
Deer hit her. Yeah. So
we have deer, turkeys, coyotes, bobcats, whatever. One of the patrollers actually had to help a woman with a broken hip who broadsided a coyote.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Yeah. Again, Folsom, Sacramento, that's pretty suburbanized and everything here. And yet, within minutes, you can get out and be exploring a trail. And I don't want to say running into nature, but really, sometimes running into nature, having it run into you.
Yes, absolutely. What we've seen is a huge increase in the bike traffic. And we're just concerned that with the increase in bike traffic, that the trail has a 15-mile-an-hour speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say that 60% of the people are going over 15 miles an hour.
So let's talk about that. We haven't really touched on that. I don't want this to be controversial, but I know it's part of the concern of communities as they adopt e-bikes. There's different classes, right? There's the class 1, class 2, class 3. But as you go up, the bikes go faster, where they can become completely throttle driven.
Class 1 and 2 max out at 20 miles an hour. Class 3 does 28 miles an hour.
Okay. So how has that impacted riding bike trails? These trails are used for walking. They're used for riding traditional bikes and horses and now e-bike. Have they fit in well, or is it they're still trying to find their way through the pack here?
The bad rap for the e-bikes usually comes from the Class 3 e-bikes, which aren't supposed to be on the trail,
right?
Riding 28 miles an hour. Most of the e-bikes are class 1 and 2, which max out at 20 miles an hour. And that is paltry compared to what the standard human power road bikers travel at. They do 30, 35, 40 miles an hour.
Wow. So again, people's assumption is, well, they're going too fast on those darn e-bikes. But if you're really flying on a road bike, you're going that much or more.
Oh, absolutely.
And is it a different crowd that rides the e-bike? That's my perception. The general assumption is it's me, it's the older people who need some assist up and down the hills and stuff here. But I see kids in my neighborhood riding. I see everybody riding. It's not just granny and grandpa riding the bike anymore here.
No, you're right. Everybody and anybody is riding an e-bike.
So why pick the metal you pick, the Boomerang? Describe the Boomerang for those who don't know. Because you came back and bought them over and over again here.
Well, actually, they left two in the garage and came back one morning and there was a third there. They had a baby, so.
They do that. I didn't know that. you have to just make sure you get the right, mixture, a guy bike and a girl bike, and then pretty soon there's a baby bike. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the Boomerang because I had been riding a standard human-powered hybrid, which had a crossbar. It was a guy's bike, straight
right.
crossbar.
And right.
because of hip issues, the only way I could get on it was if I put the bike, the old bike, flat on the ground, stepped over it, brought it up between my legs, and then I could move it. Same way on dismounting.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's not going to work. And when I found the Boomerang, which has a super low step through, it's only a few inches above the ground, I could get on and off it with no problem.
And forgive me, I'm not trying to call you out or shame you, but once upon a time, I would have looked at that and said, that's a girl's bike. That a real guy's bike is supposed to have that straight ride. I don't know why. I really don't know the theory behind guys' bikes and girls' bikes, but the step through was not supposed to be something us tough guys went for. I don't know why.
Right. But I mean, I think the logic on the girls' bike having the lower bar is because if you tried to ride a girl's bike with a skirt on, you'd have the skirt over your head.
Yeah, right, exactly. And women are generally shorter than guys in our world and stuff, and the guy's supposed to be able to step. I'm 6'4", so I'm supposed to be able to get up and over this different kind of all-terrain bike or something. But I don't know that I could do that at my age anymore. Like you're saying, I'd have to lay on the ground and pull the bike up. You know, that's a pretty... I'm trying to picture that image in my mind of...
Better not, because you'll wake up screaming.
Exactly. And worse to getting off the bike that way. I'm not even sure how to do that.
Yeah. And you know, when you're on a trail and you have, you know, 8 or 12 inches of trail side and you're trying to lay a bike down and get on and off it, it's not a good idea.
Well, I don't want to call out the poor president. I don't want to pick sides, left, right, or center here. But Joe Biden's a big bike rider. I don't think we've ever seen him on an electric bike. But he famously fell the other day. We're doing this in the middle of June in 2022, and everybody was horrified. And he quickly got up, so I'm okay. But it was really that dismount. He's trying to get up and over the bar.
Exactly. I like the step through. And virtually every person who's ever come up to me and asked about the bike has said, wow, that's really cool, a step through. I want to get one of those.
Can we ship one to the President of the United States? Because he needs one right now. He's still trying to be macho and ride the big guy's bike. And at his age, 80, I don't think it's working as well as it used to here. Well, we have people all the time come on this show. The most amazing stories. I keep going back to William Shatner, a childhood hero, Captain Kirk, who's 90, who rides one of these things. And he says it's the excuse eliminator. As you get older, we all found an excuse to put the bike in the garage and quit riding it. Too hard. Absolutely. I get out there, I can't get back, and, you know, whatnot. And he said, this takes all those excuses away.
That's perfect, because my wife wound up getting her bike because she got sick and tired of trying to get up hills, and I was on the...
Come on!
one, so I got hers, and she said... Well, like the motto says, to put the fun back in biking.
Yeah, right. But it seems to be more of a group activity. When I was a kid, riding a bike was a group activity. When I became in my 30s, it was just for exercise, and I was out solo, pushing myself for the most part. Yes, I know people ride in cycle clubs and everything, but not me. I just would get up early and ride the bike just to push myself. And at some point, I hurt myself, or it became too hard, and I just put it away, and pretty soon it sat there, and I hung clothes on it. By the way, bike suspended from the ceiling, great way to hang clothes.
Yeah.
You're ever looking for a great place to hang clothes in the garage, hang a bike, get an expensive bike like I had, hang it up there, and put lots of clothes on it. So now it's suddenly easier to get out, and it gets rid of the excuses. What would you say to people who, people must see you, you're riding an does everybody ride an e-bike on the bike patrol? Or I would think that would help because you can go farther.
I was the only one for the first few months, and now more are coming in. One of the guys who said, I'm not going to get an e-bike because I'm not old enough yet, and you know, the standard stuff. He wound up getting a class one, which is a pedal assist only, and he absolutely loves it, and that's all he rides it.
Because you can go farther, too. You can extend the range. You guys are trying to patrol. If you're not in really good shape and can't go up and down the hills for 30 miles, that's asking a lot of somebody to go 35 down and 35 back, pedaling the whole way.
Yeah, and it makes a huge difference. Like, as you said, you know, just psychologically knowing that you can hit a hill if you need to, or you can get back. And the thing that gets me is I lead a pedago group on Thursdays with Ted Dooley, one of the other guys.
That's right. Ted's been on the show, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, he has. And I understand he's been banned for many future shows.
We won't go into that. You'll have to hear the episode. Yeah.
We do a group. The fewest we've had, I think, is two additional riders. And the most we've had is 10 additional riders.
Wow.
We go out every Thursday and out for 2-3 hours. And they're all pedago owners. Well, we're allowing a couple non-pedago bikes in now, but
yeah, just to show them what they're missing. Right, exactly.
Yeah. They love it.
Well, I think it's a great story because you're the opposite. Most of the people we've had said, I had a health issue, had an age issue. I just decided to get out during COVID, and it was a determination for exercise or fun. And then some of them said, and by the way, I found some practical uses to it. I go to the store and drive the car as much, other sorts of things. You started the opposite way. I'm going to commute. Great if it's fun, but I'm doing this for a practical reason. Were you looking to just get some exercise while going to work, or were you looking to keep costs down or get there quicker? What was the idea?
I don't know. I had all sorts of pie in the sky ideas, but it just sounded like a good idea and fun.
Mm-hmm. And in California, you can because it's not snowing. I guess Mike, did you ever get snow up in that area? Maybe a little bit.
We actually got an inch of snow once in the last 20 years.
Yeah, not very often. So it's not like you're trying to ride through Minnesota or something here and you have to get out in the snow and the tough terrain. So
my wife's from Wisconsin. She can do that.
I lived in Wisconsin, but I'm mostly in Michigan. So, and I'm always amazed they have dealers and stuff back there. I don't know what people do in the winter, but some of them keep riding right through the wintertime here.
They do.
Yeah. What would you say to anybody who hasn't gotten on one yet? Because you've been there riding along for a couple of years. You keep boomeranging back to the same model, and now you've turned it into ski patrol. You're one of the official guys. You're one of the Mounties riding up. Yeah.
I see guys out there who are, let's say, 80 plus, and they say, oh, yeah, I might get an e-bike someday when I have to. And I say, listen, get an e-bike and find out what it's like to push 80 pounds. Because with my bag on the back with medical and bike equipment on my bike weighs 80 pounds. I said, try pedaling that on your own for some distance. See what kind of exercise you get.
Yeah.
I said, get exercise and you have the fun and you do everything that you can on a regular bike and more. People should get out there because then you don't have the excuse, as you said.
That's what it is. I hadn't thought about it. You got to take gear. You're not just taking yourself out there. Do you have like a Mountie's hat or anything? Any official? Do you look like Dudley Do-Right or anything as you ride around? No, probably not.
We just have a lot of gear to schlep.
Yeah, right. Because you got to face all the different emergencies and people come up and everything here. How cool. I didn't know there's a national. So this is a nationwide thing? There's bike patrols in every state across the country?
The National Bike Patrol just got blessed by the National Ski Patrol. So it's a organization that was started by the National Ski Patrol. Now it's the National Bike Patrol. And there are bike patrols all around the country who are part of it.
Well, I would love to hear more from that. I had, just as I learned along the way that there are now trails like this American River Parkway Trail that accept bikes, I didn't know there were so many people out there patrolling. I didn't know there was anybody out there patrolling. I thought we're all on our own here.
Yeah. And cool. One thing I just want to throw in is Pedego store here in Folsom is where I got my 2021 Boomerang Platinum. The guy who runs the repair and maintenance piece of it, Ed Garza, is just top notch. I mean, he knows everything that's going on with the customers and the bikes, and he really pushes to make everybody feel comfortable and get the bikes squared away.
I hear that more and more, you know, because a lot of these guys got into, I don't know about the Folsom dealer, but a lot of these dealers, they had some other career. This is their second act career. They were an airline pilot or a banker or something. They knew nothing about bikes. The majority of Pedego dealers did not start off, as some have, you know, 20 years in the bike business and understand all the gears and chains and all the other stuff here. So it's important to have somebody like that in the shop. And I don't know where they find people like this. Are there places?
He's trying to hire somebody to help him out, and it's been a nightmare. I think he's gone through 17 people and hasn't worked. Well, but, you know, former careers. I mean, hell, I used to be a hitman for the CIA.
So. Well, that's why you had the bike. You wanted in and out. Yeah. No trail. You just want to do that. You want to zip in like some Tom Cruise movie here. You want to zip in, make the hit, and ride right out quietly, stealthily.
Yeah.
I get it now. Okay. We didn't ask what you were doing there. They told me, don't go into it. Please don't.
What do you ride now in the way of an e-bike?
You know the one I like? You're going to laugh, but I like the little Element.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know why. It reminds me of the little banana seat kind of bikes or whatever, the BMX kind of bikes that I rode as a kid. It's nimble. Yeah. It's fast. I'm 6'4". You wouldn't think. We had somebody else on the show who's pretty big that rides one. I've been on the bigger bikes, and I'm not saying I don't like them, but there's something about that little nimble bike that turns me on. I don't know why.
How are you at wheelies on it?
Oh, good. Oh, like crazy. Don's going to put me on part of a team. We're going to go out to the county fairs and stuff here. We're going to jump and we're going to do tricks and everything here. Yeah, no.
Good.
Probably not. All right. Well, thank you for coming on and sharing your story. I had no idea that there was a National Bike Patrol. I certainly would love to hear more. Maybe we'll put some links to some of the trails that you listed up here. California must be one of the more trail-friendly places, or maybe I'm just California-centric and I want to believe that.
Yes.
But I would think there's lots of trails in sunny California, particularly Northern California. I think there's lots
of... Well, you could go back to the Midwest, Madison, Wisconsin, and ride your element in the winter there in the snow.
I got to do that. I'll really show you some tricks, not accidental tricks. Whoa, I didn't know you could do that. Well, thank you for coming on here so much and letting us ride along with you here. When do you go out on the, how often do you go out on the patrol? Last question.
3 to 4 times a week. My Boomerang, the 2021 that I got, I had it for a year and just finished 4,500 miles.
Oh, jeez. God love you. God love you. Well, keep going and keep us safe and keep guiding the way here, because you are kind of the pedago version of the pioneer, out leading the pack and making sure that we're safe as we ride the Oregon Trail or whatever it's called these days here. Trying to turn it into a romantic story here, you know. I'm Irish. I exaggerate a little bit here.
I like it. Well, yeah, as long as I don't wind up on Mormon Island, which is underwater.
All right. Well, we'll have to, if you see any interesting tales along the way, please check back in with us. We'd love to hear the most unusual things you saw or the most amazing things you saw or whatever. I bet you see a lot that we don't even think is out there in the trails these days.
Will do.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for letting us ride along.
All right. I enjoyed it.
Well, there you have it, folks. All sorts of people out there. And it makes you feel safe, doesn't it? Knowing that people like Paul are out there patrolling the trails for us, guiding us along, and sharing their journeys here on the Pedego Podcast. Brought to you by Pedego Electric Bikes. Just visit pedego.com and hear all the tales.